Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can do to further extol the value and virtue of how great this Monday is. It's August 17th. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Roberta, by the way, has her Queen of Cheap report. Big deals coming up in a few minutes on Good Day. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter. That's his job. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington, taking your calls. When you feel that you have something worthwhile to say, then we'll be the judge of that, I guess, after the fact. 888-302-3684. The NSA in the focus. Story in the New York Times over the weekend reporting that the NSA and American Telephone and Telegraph, AT&T, are best friends.
Uh-oh.
The report cites documents from Edward Snowden, who else, revealing that AT&T had an especially close partnership with the NSA. In it, it provides the NSA with billions. The story says NSA is provided with billions of emails from AT&T's networks starting back in 2011. Gave the NSA over a billion cell phone records as well. In case you forgot, all of this is legal since the NSA got secret court orders involving surveillance. It's also known that it's tough for a company to say no thanks when it comes to helping the NSA out. It's not clear if the two still have a close relationship since the documents only go through last year. But this certainly ought to bring us back around, I think, to focusing over whether surveillance is a necessary evil to protect you, or is it just evil spying? That's my read on it, evil spying. The NSA is evil, and these sorts of things are evil unless they are contained, unless there's a specific reason for doing this, and there is a suspicion that's beyond a doubt. Then you go after whoever it is that's at the other end of the suspicion. But you don't just do it to everybody. I don't buy that. Anybody buy it? Anybody think that this is a good idea? We've been through this.
I have a hard time with this one. I mean, you know, I don't want the government in my life, but at the same time, I realize that we have to adjust the way that we are tracking people that want to do harm to us.
Yeah.
And, you know,
so then how do we best do
social media and conversation. And so it's a fine line. I mean, just being honest, it is a really fine line.
Let me tell you, you hear these stories every couple of weeks where they catch somebody who was planning something. How do you think they got that information, that to know that some Jim Bob guy in Minnesota was planning to carry out a bombing of a 7-Eleven or something like that. Mm-hmm. They've been watching this guy, be it through internet chat rooms, and that's probably where they first get the information that raises the red flag. They go to these chat rooms, see somebody in there, see some suspicious conversation, and then they probably go into their email and their phone records.
And if they have a person, and then they can go the Rand Paul route, which is to get a warrant and follow these people.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're not searching or sifting through everyone, and I'm not necessarily saying or suggesting that people are sitting there listening to all of our phone conversations, but they're looking for patterns in information. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that so much. If you're looking at my online history and you're seeing that I'm going to look at how to develop a bomb using a pressure cooker, I want the government to be flagging people that do that.
Well, that's good. You have your opinions, and you're welcome.
I mean,
to
do you feel differently?
I am.
I just
tired
want to know. How did they go through a billion phone records? How do they go through that?
It's just a computer that sifts through all the information and looks for keywords.
It's patterns. Yeah. Patterns
so.
And words.
Yeah. So if I say death to Hitler, what it picks out is death, and then I become investigated.
No, I mean, if you have a pressure cooker, backpack, explosives.
It's like being online at the TSA
Super
at the airport.
Bowl.
Don't say the word bomb while you're on the TSA line, you know.
Well, they're not smart enough to get it anyway, so it wouldn't make any difference one way or another. All the corruption there. Oof. Okay. So there's a situation. The White House announcing today a plan that pairs law enforcement officials with public health workers to emphasize treatment of heroin addicts rather than prosecution. This is a good move in as far as it goes. There ought not to be people in jail for using heroin or any other drugs. There ought to be a lot of people in jail for selling heroin
yes.
and other drugs.
I agree completely.
But this is a plan that would cover 15 states. My son happens to be involved in that sort of thing, so I get a... my son has an interesting dual life. He writes scripts and cleans up scripts for movies and TV, and he also works as a drug counselor. And more there are people who are... they're individualizing this, and this is not necessarily government-involved. The stuff that he does is all private. But the reason I bring it up is because it is so extensive, and heroin is being used now. Alcohol, heroin, crack seems to be nothing used. I shouldn't say not used, but not much used in comparison to heroin, because apparently you can buy it cheap, because nobody was using it, so they
cut
the price.
Well, you
want to
know why heroin's so cheap?
No.
It's not that they cut the price.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to know. Yeah, what?
Well, it's not that it's so cheap. It's that it's so prevalent because heroin is very much like prescription drugs.
It's synthetic.
And so a lot of people have become addicted to painkillers and prescription drugs, and they realize that they can get the same feeling buying heroin on the street, and it's a lot less expensive than buying
You can make it
drugs.
In a lab. You don't
what
have to bring
cost?
It up from
how do you?
I have
America.
No idea.
Yeah, but I don't. Please help me a little on this because
I know that people buy pills on the street for $2 or $3 or $4 a pill. So when you start thinking that you can get a whole bag
what
of heroin,
what kind of pills are we talking about?
I'm talking about Oxycontin. You're talking about
Percocets,
methadone, Percocet, painkillers, even like Clonopin, stuff like that.
Yep.
And people get the same rush from heroin. So they say, why not just save money? I mean, it's like the Groupon. Seriously, I read a whole article about, I mean, not that this makes me an expert by any stretch, but I read a whole article about the rise in popularity of heroin, and it's because it's like morphine. I mean, it's like what people are buying on the street with the designer name on it.
So then, Richie, do we go back to our premise that we've followed, you and I, for a number of years about buying heroin, and it just does nothing except help the cartels and terrorism, or in this circumstance, is the synthetic manufacture of heroin not going back, is the trail not go back to the terrorists? That's what I would like to know.
So much of what's coming here from Mexico are now heroin, and you know they're bringing in these kind of drugs because everybody.
But you said it was synthetic. So synthetic versus the way the poppy seeds are grown and they manufacture heroin. This is something different, it seems to me. It sounds like it is. Is it or not? Am I on the right page or the wrong page?
You know, I don't know what they're buying. I'm just saying that heroin is going.
No,
I know
I'm not
that
talking
a lot
about
more
what they're buying. I'm talking about the origins. There are two origins.
No, it
does
come from the poppy seed. Heroin comes from the Asian opium.
Right, it's
poppy
an opioid.
Plant.
Yeah.
But you just said they're making it synthetic.
Is there a synthetic?
I didn't say it was synthetic.
No, I thought it was synthetic.
Oh, okay.
So they can make it a lab.
So then, in fact, if you're using heroin, the bottom line here is
you're supporting terrorism.
Exactly. You're using heroin. You're supporting terrorism. You're supporting the potential destruction of this country. The death of men and women who are serving in uniform.
I've
got
a big breaking news
you
fact.
Dirty, no good SOBs who are using heroin.
Selfish.
That's what you're doing. You selfish.
They don't care. They're on heroin. They don't care. They're addicts. They are addicts. They don't care about anything that makes sense. They care about getting their next high. So wasted words because they don't care.
Okay, so I'm going to then use some words that would be more important.
The jail.
Yeah, no, genucel.
Maybe.
That's an important word. Genucel comes from plant stem cell therapy. Genucel. G-E-N-U-C-E-L. Genucel gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and you will love it. Also, the folks that make Genucel come out with a new product called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. So if you have dark circles under your eyes, if you have bags and puffiness under your eyes, if you have lines around your eyes, you need to call 800-543-9262. Why, you say, do I need to call that number? Because the number will bring you to an operator. The 800-543-9262 brings you an operator who will take your order for Genucel, explain if you'd like a little bit more about how it works, then tell you that along with the Genucel order, you can get this Platinum Dark Circle treatment, which is basically a derivative of the same thing that they were working on with the plant stem cell universe, targeting just dark circles in and around your eyes. No more makeup. Your eyes are going to look terrific. So call this number, 800-543-9262. Guaranteed to work. You'll look younger in 12 hours. Put it on tonight, and tomorrow morning you wake up feeling and looking a lot better. Mention Doug Steffen, get free express shipping, and ask about one of their free luxury gifts that comes with this order. So four things to remember. You get Genucel, that's what you pay for. Platinum Dark Circle treatment, that'll take care of the dark circles under your eyes. You will get free express shipping and a luxury gift. 800-543-9262. All the right reasons for doing it. Do it while the summer sale lasts. 800-543-9262.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 3 in-store only. While supplies last, ends 8/22.
BIC knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourRight.com. That's BICFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
I'm Jay Farmer with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
No. No. Want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, let's catch up on the deals with Roberta Fasanelli. Check the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com for details on these.
Hello. Oh, my mic was down. I'm a radio professional.
Yeah, good. Now we're
Let's start a crazy eight, if you know about the store. I never heard of the store, but people tell me it's really great. They've got this fantastic sale going on that if you buy one, you get another T-shirt, polo, or jeans for just 8 cents. So it's kind of like a buy one, get one free. It's just a little bit they're going to charge you, I guess, just to make the promotion sound really good. Great for back-to-school stuff, and also Target has a back-to-school sale going on. You get a free $5 gift card when you purchase $25 in school supplies. You need a special code, and we have it for you at DougSteffen.com. Just check out the Better Living section with the Queen of Cheap page. You get the special code. You get $5 off $25. Banana Republic, I love their clothes. Gap, Old Navy, 40% off online right now. And here's something that's going to happen on September 26th, but you got to get your tickets now. They're free tickets to the Smithsonian. You go online, you get two free museum tickets, plus you also get a digital edition of Smithsonian Magazine free for one full year. So we have all the information and we have the links for to get these two free tickets at DougSteffen.com at the Better Living section for Queen of Cheap.
Queen of Cheap is Roberta Fasanelli, and she's here every day to prove how cheap she is. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the top five songs from this week in 1986. So for your listening and dancing pleasure, if you need a quick start, this will do it for you. Starting with the number five song this week in 86, Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take our clothes off. So who is Jermaine Stewart? Refresh my memory on this. I think of Jermaine. When I first heard it, I thought it was one of the Jacksons. And then Jermaine Jackson, but no. So, Jen, what do we know about Jermaine Stewart or Kenny?
I don't know anything about Jermaine Stewart, actually.
I think this was pretty much it. He had a couple of R&B hits in the 80s.
But he
died almost 20 years ago.
Really? All right, so not memorable. Too bad, Jermaine. Hope you're having a nice time wherever you are.
God love you.
That was number five. Yeah, not a bad song. This one is 10 times the song that one was. Stevie Winwood, number four this week. Great, great pop song.
Which you won't play in concert.
Why is that, Richie?
Why not?
Hey, you know what? I think just all this 80s pop is not what he thinks of as his best work. Traffic and, you know, Low Spark of High Heel Boys and all the stuff that he's done back in the 60s and then a lot of the jazz stuff that he does now, I think he likes it a lot better. So you go see him in concert, I've seen him five times in the last 10 years. He'll do one song from the 80s and that's it.
Really?
Yep. That's still a great show. I mean, he's got a lot of stuff.
I go to a concert. We were to see the Beach Boys on Friday night. 2.5 solid hours with a short 15-minute intermission. And they started at 8 o'clock right on the dot and finished about 10:35, 10:40. And it was hit after hit after hit. And, of course, with the Beach Boys, you've got such a... They had 36 albums, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, and 24 number one song. I mean, everybody's knowing pretty much everything that gets sung. Mike Love's getting a little old, but the backup, the nine pieces on the stage, there are three guys that have been with the Beach Boys pretty much since the beginning who are up on stage, and another half a dozen younger voices, but they deliver. And,
you know, it's funny. I'm going to see Van Halen in a couple of weeks, taking my son because he loves him. And David Lee Roth is just obviously
obviously not what he used to be. You can't sustain that kind of voice. But when you go see Winwood, he sounds just like
does
this
he?
Deal.
Yeah,
he really does.
I think
mean, sounds boring.
Not to go back to the Beach Boys, but would somebody check? I forgot to go look at his Wikipedia page or IMDb. How old he? I think he's 74, but I'm not sure.
Mike Love?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind checking that out. Stevie Winwood, anyway, number four, Higher Love. This week, 1986.
He is 74.
Is he 74? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good call.
Yeah, thank you. His voice is not strong, but he's got lots of people behind him. Crowd loved him, even though that movie that came out a couple of months ago about Brian Wilson makes him look like a cur. He made several things. He made a couple of statements on the stage that were interesting about his cousin Brian and things. They were positive. And then he stopped the concert. And he looked at the audience and says, "You're going to think this is strange, but I want to know how many of you like Donald Trump."
What?
Because he's that's what those guys are all Orange County right wing guys. So he
so
went.
Strange.
He asked two or three questions about Trump, and then he asked about the other candidates, and there were more cheers for Trump than there were boos, I'll tell you that. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Number three, Belinda Carlisle, another great pop hit. Number three this week, 1986, Mad About You. Crank it up, Richie. And the other two that are in the list here, we can make quick work of. Peter Cetera was number two with Glory of Love.
I'm going to skip over that one.
Yeah, number one, Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. Not her best effort, but certainly a great pop hit for her.
That's fine. It's Peter Cetera.
Yeah. Editorial judgment that I agree with, Richie.
Thank you.
I don't always agree with your editorial judgment, but I do on that one. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
We Americans change doctors more frequently than is really good for us. This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. We change doctors because our employers switch health plans, or we get a new job, or our doc's no longer available on our health plan. DCOC advice when picking a new doc? It's a relationship like any other. So, do they get you? Do they have an interest in your condition? If there's no chemistry, you don't like them, they don't like you, move on. Seeing them once doesn't commit you for life, no more than having coffee with a date means you have to marry them. Equally, if things aren't working out after a 400th visit, move on. Relationships die. Sad, but true. And on the technical side, are they board certified in their area? This means they've done extra training. It's an extra stamp of approval. Look for it. But remember, as vital as a good doc is to your health, keeping healthy is as much in your hands as your doctor's. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school. Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in store only ends 9/12/15.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thanks to Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn for being here on the Good Day program, along with Kenny Kessler and Rich McFadden here at your service and on your side, with lots of things happening, trending at DougSteffen.com today. All the presidential hopefuls who are really hamming it up at the Iowa State Fair. Donald Trump with his helicopter. Bernie Sanders says, oh, I forgot to bring my helicopter. Sorry about that.
Wouldn't it be cool to be at the fair? I mean, you had Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump all in one day. I mean, yep. It was just a good time.
Nice time.
And pork chop on a stick. I mean,
Also trending, the old Farmer's Almanac with its predictions for this winter, and you're not going to like them.
Oh, dear.
It's supposed to be super cold with a lot of snow for much of the country, even in places that don't usually see too much of it, like the Pacific Northwest. If you don't want to read about those four-letter words, snow, and more snow, there's a lot more information in there. Household tips and trends and recipes, articles, the story of shoes and how they were first made. The biggest super moon in decades is scheduled. The moon in November of next year, not this year, but 2016 is supposed to be huge. I don't know how they predict that. And the weather forecasting has not been great either, by the way. And the weather forecasting hasn't been great day to day. Saturday night. We had a 15% chance of a shower here on Saturday night, so I had mowed hay. We were baling hay. I'm in Massachusetts. Thank you, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
15%. was, and that was supposedly stretching it. Forecast it. Nah, don't worry about it. It'll be great. We had 2.5 inches of rain in 2 hours. And it covered the whole, Meredith was out camping, the western part of the state. They got inundated. All the whole state got it. It was supposed to be an isolated shower. So there's something about, now I would, but here's what I'd like to get Elliot Abrams or somebody on who's a well-known forecaster and ask them how they come up with their models. Because invariably, and it isn't just some, one of the guys that works for me says, you want to know what the definition of a meteorologist is? And of course I fall for it. Liar. they are not, this is not an exact science by any stretch of the imagination, but have you noticed that the variations are broader now than they used to be? And I'm just wondering if they can hang their hat on global warming with regard to that as well. Things changing the atmosphere faster than they used to, and whatever the Doppler or weather radar you bungalunga is, does it work more, is it not as accurate now because things change in the atmosphere more often than they used to? I mean, I would think that a computer that has satellite imagery would be able to watch that stuff, follow it, and then they put the projections into a computer that says it's going to be like this here and like that there. But I found this year, I don't know if the rest of you have found that to be the case, that weather forecasting has been quite erroneous. Have you found that to be the case this summer? No?
I just find it every year. I never think it's that great, actually.
Yeah.
I go by my app, and I always update it. So I find that it changes. So if I want to see what 3 days from now is going to be like, I check it again day after tomorrow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed how those people can keep their jobs.
Because they're so bad?
Because, yeah. There's no other field that you could do that in.
Right. Make
you
that kind
be
of
as
go.
Erroneous.
Most
yeah,
of
right.
the big city...
But it's the weather. How can you predict what's going on?
Well, but they have all these computer models and, you know, a lot of the stuff. How can you predict who's going to vote at the polls? And usually they're fairly accurate. Most of these people, by the way, depending on the size market you're in, and it's like anything else, but they're as well paid often as the TV anchors because they develop... There's this friendliness... Many of the big stars on television, David Letterman started as a weatherman in Indianapolis with Jane Pauley doing the news on the morning broadcast, the morning news there, when they were both in their 20s. Regis started that way. Pat Sajak started that way. We can go through.
Didn't Rush start as a weatherman, too?
He was a DJ.
He was a newsman at disc jockey. He's never been much on TV for reasons that are obvious. Ooh, is that...
The cigars, right? The smoking.
No, I don't know. It just whatever I said just tickled me for whatever the reason. Anyway, the point is a lot of these meteorologists making $1 million a year in the top 10 markets, and they do their own work. Somebody isn't telling them what to say. They're doing their work. They used to have a pretty face.
System, though, right? I mean, the Doppler. I mean, they're all using the same stuff. It's got to just be faulty.
Yeah, it's pretty well. Whether it is or it isn't, or they don't read it the right way, who knows? But the point is, nobody cares about that. They just care that they make their plans around what the weather forecasters say is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, so it gives you cause for consternation. But you know what? There's nothing
about
weather.
But the weather people are always the prettiest. Yeah, well, or the most handsome.
Oftentimes that's the case.
It is.
It is.
You think
the case.
So?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In many instances.
Oh, yeah.
I got Boots McGee in the Weather Center. Come on.
No, that's at Fox News.
No, it's not. It's on the weather. It's all
a
weather.
Dozen objections are expected today against the $1 billion NFL settlement. Football players concerned over the definition of certain neurological diseases. So the players are appealing. They say the deal is not fair. There are about 5,000, I think, in this class action lawsuit. I think 5,200, something like that. Rings a bell with me. What they are now doing, they've hired good lawyers. They've hired doctors. They've really looked into this. This is an old ruse as far as I'm concerned. I've been on this bandwagon about 4.5 years, 5 years now, I think. And what hasn't changed, the only thing that's changed is the degree of seriousness that has come about, the studying of the brains by the folks at Cerescan, mostly in Denver, but a couple of other places where they're looking at NFL players, looking at other things that are the benchmark measurements, and just seeing wild variations. And so these people are looking at this stuff, and they're saying that the football, the game, fosters it. So I don't know whether they're on weak ground here or strong ground, because nobody says you have to play football. These guys get out of school, or they play in school, they're good football players, they get drafted, but nobody's got a gun to their head. They don't say, you must play football.
Well, right.
They get paid very well for the most part. The entrance, I think, level is $700,000 a year for most of the football players. You know, they're probably a half a dozen on each team whose name you know. The rest of them you don't know, and they're here today and gone tomorrow. But I think the opening round, and correct me if I'm wrong, the first-year guys or people that are not big get started at $700,000 a year. That's what I
mean. I think it's just a little bit less than
is
that.
Is it less than that? Okay, but it's something like that. But the point here is that they have all these problems, and the NFL is trying to limit their losses. And it seems to me they do it at their own... they're so arrogant, maybe it doesn't make any difference to them, or they don't think it does. But this is bad PR for them, really bad PR. Does anybody care? Or is it just people get so mindlessly bogged down or excited about the game of football that they don't pay attention to this sort of thing? And I ask that of those of you who are interested in football, because I'm not.
I'm not making $700,000 a year. You guys say you have problems. Come pay my mortgage for me.
Right, exactly. You kind of tune out. You're like, okay.
Yeah, right. Oh, woe is me.
Oh.
You made the decision to go make $700,000 a year. Now you want to whine about it.
The NFL is responsible for making it as safe as possible, but everybody knows what the game of football entails.
It's dangerous.
Everybody does.
It's
and
dangerous.
You choose to go into it. It's kind of like all these wrestlers that are suing Vince McMahon for the same thing.
Yeah. Same.
And it's like, you know, you go into wrestling, you jump off of...
What do you think is
going to happen?
You jump off and bang around on these...
Yeah. I mean, hey, dude, hit me in the back of the head with a chair.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be really cool.
I appreciate these guys, but at the same time, I'm a supporter of a system where if nobody does it, then it won't be popular anymore. But people are still doing it, so...
Japan...
That's my final statement.
Monitoring activity at a big volcano near a nuclear plant. The first reactor to be restarted since the Fukushima mess in 2011. Mm. So they just opened it. Put it back online, and now there's a volcano that looks like it's about to erupt. Why do you build these plants on the ocean so they'd be subject to all kinds of storms? And
I mean, that's an active island, Japan.
Yeah.
Anything you build is going to be subject to the crazy stuff that happens there.
Yeah, it is crazy. The First African Methodist Episcopal Church. First African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, where the shooting took place 2 months ago, opened its doors in 1787.
Wow.
Anybody who wanted to come was welcome. But after Dylan Roof went in and shot the place up, black churches have been forced to consider whether the time has come to ask more questions when somebody new comes to join the church. Now, I'm
like
gonna,
going to the movies.
Okay, here's what I want to know.
I got checked for that the other day.
You did?
Yeah, when I went into the movies, they went through my whole bag.
Oh, I'm talking about church.
No, I know. I said it's like the movies. I mean, this is where you're seeing shootings now. Churches, movie theaters, places where people are comfortable.
Many church leaders are trying to keep the doors open, literally, at their churches. But some say... that now we have to close the door, know who's coming in, and or check security recommendations. And especially these black churches want to do what Jennifer just talked about. When you go into the movies or go to the ball game or go wherever you go, you go to a football game, when you go in, they're checking the bags. You go through a metal detector just like you're getting on an airplane. So can you imagine? That's the point. Yeah. Going to church and having to go through a metal detector.
Wow. Will that make you feel more secure, though, if you have to do that? If you had to do that, they checked your bag at the movies, it make you feel more secure, Jim?
What do they do in Israel? I would imagine they must have security,
yes,
right?
Yes, that sort of stuff is
everywhere.
Commonplace.
But everybody is armed. If you're, you know, if you're in the military, you're required to carry your weapon with you at all times, even if you're in a bathing suit on the beach. So there's always people hanging around with major weaponry.
Yeah.
Sure, they had extra security at the Straight Outta Compton release.
Well, they had to.
Did they really?
Number one movie this weekend.
They were $56 million. Biggest
big
rated R release in, 10 years
Quite
or so?
Quite a while,
But they were worried about gang warfare.
Yeah.
in the theaters.
It's 45 past the hour. You're listening to discussions of today's issues and things that are going on that may interest you, all of you, some of you, a few of you. Hopefully we get all of you involved in most of these conversations at any rate. Coming up in a moment, gas prices, what's going on with them? It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. What did I say we're going to do in a minute? No. Scratch all of that, because I wanted you to know about a game that has become a U.S. Olympic athletic endeavor. Who would have thunk it about Ultimate Frisbee? Yes, Ultimate Frisbee is an Olympic sport, and we found the person who's one of the inventors of the game. His name is Walter Sabo. And I guess I'm curious as to when you first started playing Frisbee.
Well, it'll screw up my biography, but I started playing Frisbee in 1968. And it was started by a group of kids at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey. And the thing about this group of kids is we were not jocks. We were not the best at anything. We were smart asses. That's the best way I can describe it. This is a group of an eccentric smart Alex who we did it because we had a lot of energy and we wanted to meet girls. When the game started, it was a co-ed game. So it started in 1968 in a parking lot in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Really? Walter Sabo is a major figure in the American radio business these days, and he just admitted to not being an athlete, and having seen him on any number of occasions over the past 25 years, I understand that he's not an athlete. But what did it take? What skill?
No wonder you pick up girls so easily.
I'm not trying to pick up Walter. So what skill was required, other than being interested in girls and trying to pick them up? What is there about this? Because it does require some kind of skill. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an Olympic sport, right?
You mentioned a major figure in American radio. Of the people who were on that original team, I am small time.
Really?
The team captain is Joel Silver. Joel Silver is the producer of the Lethal Weapon movies, of the Matrix movies. He's a major Hollywood producer, and he was the team captain. He went to camp. Some counselor taught him parts of this game. He came back and refined it. He and his best friend, Buzzy Hellring, wrote the playbook, the rule book. So what were the skills? The skills were to have nothing to do on a Friday night, to have no date on a Friday night, to be too smart for your own good, and have parents saying, for gosh sakes, would you get out of the house?
All right, so how is this now an Olympic sport, though?
Well, that is a surprise to all of us. When we were done playing it in high school and went to college, we thought that would pretty much be the end of it. And therefore, when we came back during the summer, we saw that more and more teams in the North Jersey area had been formed, that it was growing very quickly. And then by the end of my 4 years at Syracuse University, I saw kids on the quad playing the game. I'm like, no, you don't understand. This was a joke. We weren't serious about this. We were just kidding. Buzzy and Joel actually got Whammo to design and produce an Ultimate Frisbee. that was bigger than the standard frisbee.
So that's the difference. The ultimate frisbee gets played with a bigger frisbee than the one that I throw out to the dog.
Right. There are rules. And the heart of the game, and the reason why I think it's so popular, is in the book, there's a section called Spirit of the Game. Mm-hmm. And this is the key difference for a non-jock like me.
All right, so what's the book? Well, the book is something that teaches you how to play, right? That's what the Ultimate Frisbee book is.
The book has, quote, rules.
Rules.
The rules state today that there are seven members of each team, and they tend to be segregated teams. But our teams were the number of people who showed up, whoever showed up.
Ultimate Frisbee, now you know the story behind Ultimate Frisbee.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
When you're in love, and nothing goes the way you
play. That is great. With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns Family Circle of Trust.
Never
under our roof, it's my way or the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
Good stuff from Robert De Niro. Meet the Parents. That was the first in the series. No, it wasn't Meet the Parents. It was Meet the Falkers, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, how many of those movies have there been, Chuck? Are like three, I think?
Meet the Parents was first.
Right. Oh, it was. And then It was Meet the Falkers?
Right.
It was all the same crew, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there have been three or four of those. I'm trying to remember.
Right.
Three of them. And they were all good? Would you say they were all good movies?
First one was by far the best.
It was. So there's not much interest
in
doing it.
Okay. Second one's okay. Third one is just,
Yeah. De Niro is 72 today. Our thought for the day, time goes on, so whatever you're going to do, do it. Do it now. Don't wait, says Mr. De Niro. And
He has a movie coming out next month called The Intern with Anne Hathaway. It looks good. The trailer looks
look
really good.
Yeah, it does look like it'd be an entertaining movie. All right, so Chucker is here to give us the box office totals, a surprise of sorts in the number one spot, at least as far as the amount of business it did. We'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen.
Scared of flying? Don't have time for overseas travel? You're not alone. Whether it's relaxing on the beach or going on a mountainous adventure, according to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly half of Americans prefer to keep their dream vacations domestic. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
A dream vacation doesn't have to be an adventure to an exotic, far-off land. Sometimes it's simply a visit to the beach or an amusement park. No matter what a dream vacation means to you, you can stay on budget by using travel rewards points. My top choice is the Bank America Travel Rewards credit card. With my card, I earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on all purchases. Plus, I have the flexibility to use points for more than just flights. When I'm keeping it domestic, I can redeem points on everything from admission to my favorite museum to a boat ride down the coast.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
All right, Chucker. Looks like a box office total job is yours as usual for Monday, and sort of a surprise at number one. Do you agree?
Not that it's number one. The
numbers,
money, like you said. Yeah, yeah, Universal Pictures continues an amazing summer at the box office with Straight Outta Compton, the well-reviewed biopic about rap group N.W.A., placed number one. It was tracking at around 25, maybe 30 million tops, but wound up doing 56 million, which is a lot of coin for the studio.
So what's the reason? Who is attracted to this movie?
Well, it to do 56 million, a lot of people were attracted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What brought people in there to see that?
I'm sure that mostly the demographic was probably under age 35 and under, and a lot of people in their late teens and their early 20s went to see it.
Well,
I don't know. Is it a movie you would be interested in?
No, I wouldn't go see it. Even though I like Ice Cube, I think he's a talented guy.
He's had an amazing career, too.
Yeah, he's smart.
He's a guy behind the scenes, almost like a Mark Wahlberg.
Yep, very much. That's a great.
Behind the camera.
Yeah, that's a great comparison.
Deals together.
Yeah.
He's a good deal maker and has had a tremendous run in the last 20 years.
Yeah, so smart.
I commend him. Number two is Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, 17 million. This film's done well, 138 million in 3 weeks. Another entry in the franchise is on the way sometime in the next 2 years. Man from Uncle, new opening, place third. A very soft 13.5.
What's the story with that? Why?
I never thought there would be much interest, despite the fact that Guy Ritchie, who did the Sherlock Holmes franchise, directed it. I just don't think audiences really were clamoring for a Man for Uncle big screen movie, considering there's a TV show based in the 1960s. It's going to have to perform very well overseas to get its money back, I'll tell you that. The Fantastic Four placed fourth, a drop off of 68 million in weekend number two. No surprise, 42 million. As I said on the show last week, the studio's going to take a $60 million write down on this film. And The Gift, a movie I liked a lot, placed fifth, 6.5, 23 million in 2 weeks. I did a 40th anniversary screening of Jaws Saturday night, had a big crowd, and I would say easily one of the best movies ever made to watch on the big screen. Really had a great time, and if it's playing at a theater near you for its anniversary, I'd go see it because it really is amazing 40 years later.
That was interesting that Chrysler is going to join the marketing of Star Wars. They're trying to tie, a lot of companies trying to tie themselves to this opportunity. Interesting
can't
to see
them.
How they know. But how are you going to put cars into Star Wars?
That'd be tough.
59.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.